Fallout Equestria Starlight, Chapter 7.5, A Night for Love. I've just been reading the most fascinating book about Hearts and Hoofs Day. Did you know that this holiday got its start because of a love potion? Author's note. Just a fair warning, this chapter contains some major situations. Why did I write this? Because I wanted to give Star a little break from all the bad things happening to her and let her have a little fun. So if you don't like this sort of thing, I totally understand and you're not breaking my heart if you don't read it. This was mostly sort of a challenge to myself to see if I could write this sort of thing. So, if you're offended by sexual situations, and by sexual I mean two mares having pure unadulterated sex, please feel free to click next chapter and proceed to chapter 8. And by sexual I mean full-on explicit sex with chocolate sauce. You want to do what? Violet asked me, her stare blank as I grinned broadly. We were lying in each other's embrace on a relatively clean mattress in the ruins of a department store. Violet's preening had left me panting hard and I had just popped a very serious question. A question that would define our evenings together for ages to come. Of course I asked where we could get some chocolate syrup.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. You'll like it, I promise.
I said as I grinned. I could see the gears turning in her head. Finally, she grinned back, pushing herself up off of me for a moment.
All right, let's see what we can find around here, she said.
I stood up, wiggling my flank at my partner and grinning. She giggled as we set off into the department store. Time had not been kind to the inside of the store. There were several holes where the floor had fallen apart, revealing the floor below it. We scaled upward, looking for any sort of area of the store that could possibly have still preserved food. The power in the store was still functioning, but the lighting system was spotty on most of the floors. We were about to give up when Violet spotted a sign that said, "Food Storage." We stepped into the part of the store, a white floor with tumbled racks and shelves strewn about. Cans of old foods that were preserved by the ages of time were laying everywhere. It was rather surprising, I will admit, that no pony had salvaged anything like this out of the store. I ran my hoof over several cans of food, noticing that the food was still good based on the expiration dates. Man, those ponies back in the day sure knew how to pack food for every eventuality, including the apocalypse. Several rows of refrigerated units lined the back of the storage area. My eyes went wide, hoping we could find something here. I shuffled up next to Violet, who was shifting through cans and bottles here and there. I flicked my tail and grinned, hopefully making my intentions clear to my little lover. She rolled her eyes and giggled.
"Is that all that's on your mind tonight?" Violet said.
I shrugged.
"Just with everything that's been going on lately, it feels good to just be around you, I guess," I replied.
It was true, of course. After all, I had been through some crazy shit lately. Dealings with discord, greed, and my inability to be a good friend had really beaten me down in the past couple weeks. I needed some release, some sort of escape, if only for a night. I put on my best saucy eyes and grinned.
"Besides, if you're good, maybe I'll do you first."
A hint of blush was Violet's reply to that, raising a flurry of giggles from me.
"All right, Miss Hornypants, cool your jets until we find what we are looking for," she replied, rolling her eyes again. "Oh, fine, just let me know if you find anything. I'll go over there and look,"
I said, pointing to the other side of the room. I walked over and began scanning the shelves. Canned soup? Boring. Canned tuna? Boring. Canned Soylent Green? They made that? Still boring. Boredom winning the fight was horny, I decided to flick my pipbuck radio on. The smooth, swell voice of DJ Pawn 3 filled the floor.
"Good evening, Wastelanders. It's your host, DJ Pawn 3. Tonight is a very special night out there for all of you lovebirds. You see, back in the day, ponies before the war used to celebrate this awesome holiday called Hearts and Hoofs Day. And today, my friends, is that day. But DJ, you say, no pony has celebrated this holiday in over 200 years. Why start now? Well, my friends, we all could use a little love in our lives. If we're ever going to rebuild this crazy little world, we are going to need love to see us through. Love is a strong thing, so take some time out today to tell that special Zamboni of yours just how much you love them. And if you're still pinning over Zamboni, work up the courage and tell them. You never know what just might happen. Now here's a little track for all you lovely lovers out there in the form of some good old Sapphire Shores.
DJ Pawn 3 faded out just as the intro to the song gave way to a stompy beat and I began tapping my hoof with the beat. Without thinking, I began singing along, without a care in the world as to who saw or heard me.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on?
I sang, smiling and swaying along with the music.
You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong?
Violet's voice rang out, jumping in perfectly on the beat. I turned to see her grinning and swaying with me.
I know you get me, so I let my walls come down. Coming down,
I finished, stepping forward to meet my mare friend in the center of the room. She closed into kissing distance as the next lyric came up.
Before you met me, I was all right, but...
She sang, putting a little more sway into her hips.
Things were kinda heavy, you brought me to life.
I replied, almost breaking down into giggles.
Now every Hearts and Hoofs Day, you'll be my Zamboni. Zamboni.
Violet sang as the song kicked into a higher gear.
Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love.
We sang together, putting our hips into motion as we shuffled our hoofs, circling each other in some primitive dance maneuver.
We dance until we die. You and I will be young forever.
The chorus of the song came on as we began to dance and kick to the beat. We looked into each other's eyes and chorused right along with it.
You make me feel like I'm living a teen's male's dream, the way you turn me on. I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't ever look back. Don't ever look back.
We belted out in harmony, giggling like two little school fillies as we plopped down on a nearby couch in a tangle of limbs and lips. The song continued on into the background as we lay there, grinning at each other.
Oh man, I haven't done that in ages,
I said as more giggles escaped my mouth. My head dropped as I noticed something near the back of the room. I pointed at it with a hoof.
Hey, what's that?
I asked. Violet stood and looked at where I was pointing. A bright grin crept across her face as she ran to the back and opened the freezer unit I had been pointing at. A cry of victory escaped her lips as she yanked something out of the freezer and came back to my side. I couldn't believe my eyes as to what I was seeing. Out of all the things I had ever looted from ruins, pulled from the bodies of my foes, or seen in a shop, this stood alone. Almost glowing in an aura of unlikely beauty, such a find was beyond words. I nearly cried as I gazed upon the wonder and beauty of the bottle in front of me. It was a bottle of completely preserved and refrigerated Hershey chocolate syrup, full and unopened. I looked over at Violet and gave her the saucy eyes again.
Now, where were we?
A few moments later, we were laying in our makeshift bed, grinning at each other as I brought out the bottle of syrup. I set it next to us as I rubbed Violet's neck. She smiled softly and I began to nibble on her neck once more, breathing hot air into her as I made my way down her back. Violet let out a happy sigh. I stopped at her flank and looked up at my lover.
You look good enough to eat, I said seductively.
Violet giggled.
Wow, that was bad,
she shot back. I made saucy bedroom eyes at her.
Oh, come on, you don't like my pickup lines?
I said, batting my eyelashes. I stretched out and kissed her thigh, working my way up to her cutie mark. I let my tongue out, running it over the green flames adorning her flank. Violet let out a soft moan as she adjusted her hips. She looked back at me with a fierce blush on her face. She was already breathing hard, but she nodded at me anyways. She lifted her tail, the revealed treasure of her marehood glistening in the spotty lighting.
I grinned and picked up the bottle of syrup with my magic, lifting it above my lover's private beauty. I unscrewed the cap and took a whiff of the stuff. It smelled glorious, rich and chocolatey. I tipped the bottle, letting a thin line of syrup dribble onto Violet's flank. The syrup flowed down over her mare hood, mixing in with her feminine juices. Violet let out a sharp gasp as the cold syrup hit her.
"All right down there?" I asked, grinning.
She panted hard in response. I took that as a yes and brought my mouth to bear on my lover's flank. My tongue rolled across her flank, lapping up the chocolate syrup as I went. Violet moaned more as I moved up and down her thigh. The taste of it was incredible, but the best was yet to come. I paused a moment, savoring the flavor of my mare before moving up her thigh once more. I tentatively reached out with my tongue and lightly licked around the lips of my lover's pussy, a heavy moan emanating from her as I did. Her marehood tasted amazing, the chocolate mingling with her juices so well you couldn't tell which was which anymore. I let my tongue roll over her insatiable mound. Violet began to squeal like a filly.
"More!"
she cried out as I moved to her clit, which was now swollen and tight. I reached out and began to suckle on it, drawing more squeals and moans from my lover as she banged her forehoof on the mattress. I felt her body tense up. She was very close. Grinning, I lifted my mouth from her, chocolate and mad juice dripping off my lips. I moved to exploring the folds of her pussy, pressing them open with my tongue. I slid my tongue inside experimentally, prompting another round of squealing from my green lover. Slowly, I began to thrust, pulling my tongue out and pushing it back through the tight muscle. Violet began bucking into my probing, her cries getting louder with each passing minute. I felt my own warmth trickling down my legs as I continued to fuck my lover's pussy with my tongue.
"Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck!"
Violet squealed as she began to shiver and shake. I withdrew from her slit and returned my attention to her clit, licking and sucking on it, hard and fast. My love's body began to spasm and buck into my ministrations, drawing an intense squeal from her mouth. I continued to suck on her clit as I let my horn go to work, adding a little more chocolate syrup dripping across her flank and onto the soppy mess of her pussy and my mouth.
"Oh, feels so good. Harder. Fuck me!"
my love blurted amidst her panting and moaning. I rolled my tongue off her clit and began to push my way back into her pussy, which was now gaping and intensely lubricated. I forcefully tongue-fucked her hard and fast like she had so eloquently requested. Finally, she shuddered and shook, letting out an intense sigh as her marehood released a torrent of juices, the majority of them ending up on my face. Her hind legs splayed out from beneath her after the intense orgasm had wrecked her body. Violet looked up at me with a grin as she pushed herself up off the now-soaked mattress. She giggled as she regarded the stains.
"Guess I made a bit of a mess, huh?"
she said as she gave me her own saucy bedroom eyes.
"Don't think for one second you're getting away from me, missy,"
she said, fluttering her eyelashes. I grinned in response.
"Oh? How do you want me, then?"
I said playfully. My own pussy was already boiling hot and wet, ready for whatever my love had planned for it.
"On your back,"
she instructed, growling playfully. I couldn't completely hide my grin as I complied with the stern insistence of my mare friend.
"So serious,"
I mused as I rolled myself onto my back, taking care to make it comfortable for my wings, which were firmly tucked in. I spread my legs for her, revealing my own swollen marehood. Violet grinned and brought up the bottle of chocolate syrup, drawing line with it all the way up my belly. She lowered her tongue and very carefully brought it down across the line, stopping just before she reached my pussy. She giggled and grinned as I stared at her blankly. Whereas I preferred the sloppy approach to this kind of sex, at least I'd like to think that's what I preferred, Violet apparently enjoyed toying with me and took it slow. Slowly she let her tongue roll along the top of my pulsing mound of mare laugh and I let out a moan of pure ecstasy.
"Oh!"
I uttered as her tongue lightly rolled down my folds before being pulled away, leaving me feeling a little annoyed. I looked up through my haze of pleasure at her and snorted.
"Tease." Oh, we're just getting started.
Violet responded, grinning. Just lay your head back and relax. I sighed and rested my head, closing my eyes and smiling. I opened once more as I felt something rubbing against my mare hood, something hard and pointed. I groaned at the touch of it, waves of pleasure shooting throughout my entire body. I looked down again, watching as my lover probed my folds with her horn of all things.
Is she going to do what I think she's going to do?
I thought as I watched her carefully position herself. A grin emerged on her lips as she brought herself forward and launched her horn into my gaping maw. I nearly screamed at the feeling of being entered in such a fashion. Violet pressed in for a moment, letting my body get used to the idea of having her horn stuck into my pussy, and then began pressing deeper in. I squealed and moaned as she went deeper until her forward momentum stopped in an explosion of intense pleasure. Slowly, Violet began to rock back and forth, sliding her horn back, my inner walls clenching on it as she did. By this time, I was so wet I was practically gushing all over her forehead and horn as she worked her magic on me. I groaned harder as Violet began to pick up the speed, fucking me hard and fast. I bit my lip as the pressure built up inside of me, begging for release.
Oh, Celestia, that feels so good!
I moaned as she continued to rock inside of me. I felt her shift a bit as she placed a hoof above her head onto my clit, using her rocking motion to work it at the same time. I groaned even harder from the added pleasure as my lover's horn fucked me into oblivious bliss. The fire inside of me was now overwhelming, sending shockwaves throughout my entire body as I was unable to take it anymore.
Violet!
I screamed out through the pleasure.
I'm gonna...
I couldn't finish the sentence before the dam inside of me broke free, releasing waves of torrential pleasure all over me. I spasmed and jerked as my orgasm rocked my body. After a few moments of intense bucking, I felt Violet's horn slide out of my mare hood. She climbed up me, crawling across my belly and to my head. I pulled her close and kissed her fiercely, smelling each other on our lips as our tongues danced a delicate ballet. I pulled out of the kiss, salvia dripping between our tongues as I brought her closer to me. I grinned and let Violet pull herself from my embrace as she began nibbling on my neck.
Oh, the max I was going to have after this night!
I thought as I brought my mouth down and began licking her horn, drawing a gasp of breath from Violet as she bit a little harder on my neck. She moaned as I sucked my own juices off of her horn, working my tongue up and down like it was a stallion's pride and joy. I drew down and started sucking on the phallic appendage harder. I could feel her heat rising again against my side, the warmth sliding out of her cunt much easier as I worked her horn. She cried out and began biting hard into my chest, causing several painful gasps to erupt from my mouth as I lost control of her horn. She pulled herself up and grinned as she turned away from me, shaking her rump at me as she did.
Turn over, she instructed.
I readily complied, turning over so that I was lying on my stomach. My legs felt sore and my pussy felt wetter than ever as I anticipated what she had in store next for me. She stepped over me and straddled my back as if she were riding me, grinding her mare hood into my body for emphasis. Slowly she worked herself up to the base of my wings. Her horn ignited and brought down the chocolate syrup, dumping a large glob of it all around the base of my wings. Her first bite sent shivers throughout my body once more as she began to lick and bite the base of my wing, all while grinding her pussy against my back. The grinding motion alone would have been enough to send my cunt into overdrive, but adding the wing play on top of it started me gushing mare juice all over the floor beneath me. I groaned and squealed as she gnawed on my wing, mixing chocolate with feathers as she licked and sucked on the painfully stiff feathery appendage. I transitioned from squeals to short, breathy screams as she worked her tongue all around my back and wing.
Violet, oh!
I moaned as she rocked back and forth, continuing her ministrations on my splayed wings. Her pussy ground against me and several gasps and moans emanated from her mouth as she tried to focus on my wings. I looked back up at her and grinned, drawing her attention. I nodded as she began to grind harder and I could feel her body beginning to tense up. She screamed, rather loudly I might add, as she came again, in turn pushing me over the edge into my own orgasm, which had been steadily building. We moaned and bucked until our bodies were so sore that we couldn't take it any more. Violet flopped over on the ground next to me and looked up at me. She smiled softly as she reached up and kissed me tenderly. "I love you," she said, drawing away from the kiss. I nuzzled her neck.
"I love you too, sweetheart," I replied.
We giggled a bit as we realized just how dirty we were, but we didn't care. We laid there in each other's hooves, just caring about each other's presence at the moment. I sighed and snuggled with my lover, holding her close.
"Hey, Violet,"
I said finally after a few moments of silence.
"Yeah,"
she replied softly.
"Happy Hearts and Hooves Day."
Footnotes: Radiant Star and Violet Iris. You didn't level up, but you had lots of sex, so who cares?
Okay, yeah, I said I wouldn't do discussion times that much anymore, but I really want to know how you liked my bedroom voice there when I tried to narrate. I would really like to know. Please tell me. Okay, sincerely yours, Virtual Pony, and I'd really like to know, because there are many club fix you guys requested from me, and that style of reading would, I think, make them more interesting. Sincerely yours, Virtual Pony, see you next chapter.